This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome in today on a Wednesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass. And we've got snow coming later today. You may have heard. And with snow coming up, I've decided to share a story that everyone will be able to laugh at me over. You know I have an electric mower. I drive an electric vehicle. So my wife thought it would be a good idea to get us an electric shovel.
An electric shovel.
Okay.
And I'm not even against an electric shovel, but here was the issue. John, Heather, people of Metro Detroit, it's a corded electric shovel.
Oh, look out. Don't get that thing near the blade. Does it have a blade?
I've used it all of one time. We have not had a lot of snow this winter. And I felt like a complete idiot using it. I felt like I was vacuuming the driveway. I don't know if anybody else has ever used an electric shovel corded. But when I got done, my wife goes, "Wow, you got it done way quicker." And I said, "Yeah, because I didn't want people to see me using it."
Okay, first off, I had never really heard of an electric shovel. So I did Google it.
Yeah.
The ones that I saw look basically like a little mini snowblower at the end of a stick, right? Your shovel.
Yeah.
And then like a retractable cord that it's like almost like your iron that you push a button and it goes like that.
Yes. It
and then you, it, right? Right?
Yeah.
So could you actually shovel the whole driveway with it? Was the cord long enough?
It was, but
okay.
What's the spread on this bad boy?
What do you mean? Like the,
how wide of a,
it's like half a snowblower.
So we're
it's
talking
like, a
shovel.
Like, it's like 10, it's like a
12
shovel.
Inches.
Yeah, it's like a shovel. But not, Heather, I know your point's going to be just have a snowblower at that point or just use a shovel.
Well, yeah. You know what it reminds me of? And maybe they're great. I've never used one, right? I would probably never use a corded one because I would have to have multiple extension cords. Like, how do you?
I know.
It depends how big your driveway is and how long it is.
It's a long driveway, but it's a long cord.
I don't think I would ever use one because of that. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of something
you would see. This is also a guy that has a cat named Roomba.
Mm-hmm. And built him a catio. Mm-hmm.
A very nice cat.
Do you put the cat on a leash and leash it to the tree while you do?
We don't let our cat outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hence the catio. But it reminds me of something on the Home Shopping Network.
Okay.
That is being like, look at this, an electric shovel.
Uh-huh.
All you have to do is plug it in. And like, it makes it sound like it's going to be really great, but it maybe saves you 1 minute.
So
like it to me, just use a shovel.
I know. I shared.
Get a little exercise while you're out there.
I no issue with that. So I obviously shared my feedback with Kelsey. She goes, "Well, it's okay. I can give it to, we got a friend who will take it." They have not come to pick it up since. I don't think anybody wants a corded shovel.
Here's what you do.
What?
Little experiment. Mm-hmm. Post it online on Marketplace.
Yes. Make sure you put your name on there.
See how long it sits and see how often you have to reduce the price. Like, what is the selling point? Like, what would somebody pay for a corded?
Yeah, the cord is
electric
what
shovel. Yeah, that's the main issue.
Because an electric shovel on an its extension own, cord along with it.
We have extension cords at the house. Okay. Yeah, if we need to pick up a little extra radius, reach
the end of the driveway. Oh my God. Hold on, I need an extra 15 feet. So I'm curious, because we are supposed to get some snow tonight.
Yeah.
Is there, because I've Googled this, and I think I found the one, I think we've zeroed in on the one
that I have. Yeah.
So the cutting swath, there's two options. Is it's either 11 inches or it's 13 inches.
That's a personal question, John.
I'm curious, is there a maximum depth that you are allowed to use this on? Like, will it only handle 2 or 3 inches of snow?
John, I don't know. I've used it one time. The snow we've gotten since, it's been a little snow. I've just used a shovel and taken care of it that way.
Because the picture, the action photo that they show, it looks like it's very cumbersome to use.
It was annoying. You think about it, like when you're like vacuuming your house, you got to whip the cord around. You got to be aware of where the cord is at all times.
They also don't show the cord in this picture.
Oh, they do. Yes.
Do they?
It's
you got to click.
The yellow cord, yes.
Because normally, like when you vacuum, you do have the cord kind of with you so that you never go over the cord.
I think here's the key. It looks to me like he has the cord attached to his belt.
Really?
Oh yeah. So I think you should. Yeah, I think you should put it through a belt loop,
or get a carabiner.
Yeah, a carabiner might do the same thing. Yeah, that way at least it's attached to you, and that way you could trip over it while you're trying to back up and get the cord out of the way.
How funny did you find this when I passed this along to you? Because I didn't get your candid in the moment reaction when I emailed.
Oh, I laughed hysterically. I laughed hysterically. Just the thought of you doing one 11-inch swath, and then having to back up, knowing that, okay, this is very much like a vacuum cleaner where you're going to have to get the cord out of the way.
Yep.
It doesn't seem to me like this was going to save you much time.
Do you have enough cord to do like your front walkway to the front door? Can you wrap around your house like that? Okay.
The issue is not the amount of cord. The issue is the cord itself.
I'm aware. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, and then your response, as you said, you know, hey, your wife asked you how long this took, and
she's like, oh, you got done quick.
And just the thought of you coming in and saying and telling her, I was so embarrassed to use this. I had to get it done as quickly as possible.
People watching, the sun's out. Can I just quickly?
Yeah. So obviously, then you fast forward to, I don't know. How much snow did you have the first time you used this?
I don't remember. It wasn't very much.
A skiff of snow?
Yeah, it was more than a skiff. It was enough to wear
an inch?
It was between a shovel and a snowblower, which is why I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot, but we didn't need this.
What was your reaction? Because this was a gift. Like, Kelsey bought this as a gift to you.
Yeah, gifts are strong. She's like, oh, this is a... I wouldn't call it a gift. She thought she was being helpful.
What was your reaction when you opened it, or she handed it to you?
In the moment, you don't want to be rude. Oh, okay, yeah,
right.
I'm going to give it a shot. I used it.
You just, thanks, sweetie. This is awesome.
And then I gave feedback afterwards.
Yes. You're good. You did a good husband.
I'll go ahead and use it. What a stupid purchase.
Yeah, I'm never using this.
Give this a shot.
But you can use the shovel, and then you can use the excuse, well, there wasn't enough snow
to use.
And then if we get the, you know, five
a
or
lot,
six inches,
you know, it couldn't handle all
it's
that.
Just too much. Yeah.
Can it be used as a shovel? Like without being plugged in? Could you? Oh, see, that's where it's downfall. Because if it could actually be used as just a shovel without being plugged in, you could at least get some more use out of it, right?
No, I don't. Yeah. No. Can you change the direction that it throws the snow, or is it just straight ahead? So the one that has here, it actually has headlights. So you could do it before you leave for work in the morning. Yeah. So
nobody would watch me.
There you go.
Yeah. And you could do it in the cover of darkness.
So I learned my lesson on this with the electric blower. Never, ever, ever, ever will I have something that plugs in outside. Never.
Oh, like people that have trimmers for bushes and stuff?
Yes. Everything must be battery or gas.
Sure.
It is a complete and utter waste of time and an inconvenience to be worried about some core going somewhere.
Well, and we now have the technology and the battery power to actually make these battery powered.
Yeah.
And I spend a little bit of extra money.
I did the electric blower like back like 10 plus years ago. So you didn't have quite out there what they have now. But I regretted not going gas at that time. The second I used it, I'm like, oh, this was stupid, Tom. To save a quick buck.
If the only two options were gas or cord, you use the gas. But now, to John's point, you can get, like, my mower is the same brand, but their mower line, and it's not a corded mower. It's just a battery-powered mower, and it works great. I love it. I got no issues with it. You charge it between uses.
So
if
this was a at least you're brand loyal.
I suppose. If this was not corded, I'd be willing to give it a go.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Try it out a couple times and see if it's worth it.
That way, when you're halfway through and it runs out of charge, you can revert to the shovel.
Shovel anyway. 248-539-9797. I bring this up so you guys can laugh at me, but I wonder if anybody has any similar experiences. Very first text I see, what the F is an electric shovel? Heather, you had the same reaction.
Exact same reaction. And then I jumped online and it was nothing like what I thought. I wasn't picturing it being like a teeny little snowblower on a stick. I thought it was going to be, I don't know what I thought it was going to be, like something like a vibrating shovel that, like, I have no idea. I had no clue what it was. A
vibrating shovel.
I don't know.
So I did find some details.
Yeah.
And you are able to, the throwing distance is 6 meters. The depth of snow cut is 15 centimeters.
Awesome.
Why?
Which is about 6 inches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you. I bring this up as an olive branch. You guys put up with me, so I'm giving you something you can laugh at. My wife got us an electric shovel, which I'm not even opposed to the electric shovel. The issue is it has a cord on it, and I'm vacuuming the driveway, and I look ridiculous doing it, which if you can picture it, I hope you get a good laugh this morning.
Oh, yes.
I have not used it since the first use. I don't intend to use it again. In fact, we were supposed to gift it to someone else who has mysteriously never come to pick it up. We got some response on the ticket text. John, we can start with people making fun of me, or we can get to people answering the question.
So let's start with making fun of you.
You always love that.
Yeah.
God, Cookies, you're such a hippie. Be a man. We have fossil fuels for a reason. That's from Cooper. Cookies put on his French-made couple's hot air balloon outfit and ironed the driveway with his corded snowblower, LOL, Scott and Carlton. I have a corded snowblower, but it turns out my 9-year-old can shovel faster and moving the cord is a pain. Nick in Sterling Heights. I don't know if that's a real story or if he's making fun of me, but...
Both.
Both. Give it to Mark Ryan. He won't know any better. Wonder how he's handling the winter. Electric shovel is a hell no. That being said, I have a battery-powered snowblower, and it works great. Sammy in a truck.
I'm all for battery-powered lawn equipment. We talked about this, I think it was the last summer or the summer before. I made the transition to a battery-powered mower. Now our lawn is much bigger since we've moved. Not sure yet what I'm going to do with that, because one charge isn't going to get it done, nor is the 24-inch cut that it has, 20-inch cut, isn't going to get it done. But the battery-powered, like actual snowblower, this is more of a snow broom, it looks like to me.
What we're describing.
Yeah, what you're describing is
more
of a
snow broom. The way I would describe it for people who aren't driving or they can't Google it or... I'm sure you, when you get to work, you're going to want to know what this thing looks like.
It's kind of like a half snow blower, like in terms of like the work it would do. But it's a long handle like a shovel.
With a cord that...
You don't want the cord.
Like I'm imagining this thing, like, is there like a pumping action this thing's doing?
Look, I used it as quickly as I could, and then I put it away, and it hasn't been taken out since.
Make sure it's lubricated nicely.
Okay, thank you for that. And I want to clarify this too. My wife just trying to be nice.
Has she tried it?
No. Well, maybe she has. I don't think so. I don't think so. She was just trying to be nice. That's where this came from. But it is clearly not something I'm going to use again. Texter says, for them, electric shovel. That's a no from us, dog. Sauna Ron. Mm-hmm. What else we got here? It says, I have a cordless electric shovel, and I love it. When there's decent snow, it'll help you if you have back problems. That's from Marsh in Ann Arbor.
Right. So I understand the use of a snowblower for heavy snowfalls, deep snowfalls, or if you have a health limitation. We have stories all the time about
heart attacks
happening because people don't exercise. All of a sudden they get out there. I could shovel.
I'm real tough.
Yeah,
okay.
Use a snowblower. And for somebody with a back problem, the question I have about this, will it stand?
No.
If you let go of it.
No, you have to keep it up. I don't have an issue with a cordless version of this. I may even use a cordless version for heavy snow. For the stuff we're getting now, that looks no different than the electric mower to me. But for the stuff we've been getting lately, a shovel will get it done. I don't have a big yard. I can get the shoveling done in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. I don't need to throw this cord around and double back over.
What makes the cord so much more difficult, other than just the appearance of it, is when it's cold, extension cords are hard to move around.
Yeah.
They become very stiff.
Thanks, John.
Flexible. That's what I should have said.
Let's get to Jeff in Bloomfield Hills. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, hey, John, go blue. You and I were at Michigan at the same time, so it's good to hear from you.
Go blue. Hey, did you enjoy last night?
Oh, sure did. It was great.
Hey, Gwen.
So I have an idea for you. I think since your wife got it for you, you got to, like, stand out. Have her come out there like one of those assistants who used to hold the cord for the head coach in the NFL sidelines, you know? And, like, you can just walk. Like, you can be, like, super assertive walking around with your little shovel, and she's out there, like, backing you up with the cord, and it'll look like you're doing something, like, super manly.
I don't think that's going to have that effect. But it would be better. Yeah. Two-person job. Now we've made it a two-person job. Shoveling is now a two-person job.
Uh-huh. You have a cord manager. And, I mean, is it loud? Because, I mean,
no.
You guys could wear the headsets and go all in so you could communicate. Hey, make sure I'm coming back. Make sure you move that cord.
Too much slack. Joe on a cell, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So, John, first question for you is, do you have the same brand of mower that your dad and brother have?
I don't know what my dad uses.
your dad uses a. I'm neighbors with your dad. He uses a brand that begins with the letter R. That's sold at Home Depot. So grab another battery or take one from him, and you're good to go for your lawn.
You can always have a spare battery.
Yeah, I mean, but those batteries are expensive.
They are.
You're talking $200 or $300.
Surprisingly, more than you'd realize.
They are.
Yeah.
So Jim, I have a battery operated shovel that attaches to a to my weed whacker. You're finding that nowadays there's a lot of brands have weed whackers that have split shafts. The easiest one to see would be if you looked at Steel, the Combi system. You can add a whole bunch of attachments to them. But I also have a three-stage snowblower. I don't use that very much.
I was going to say, Joe, we haven't really needed a snowblower, and we don't get enough snow for me to feel like I need one, you know?
Right. Well, then you can get a single-stage snowblower, which is just a big paddle wheel. What I use more often than not is I have a backpack blower that I use for when I'm cutting my lawns in the summer. I found that works great in the summer. I found that out probably about 15, 20 years ago. I started doing that. My wife thought I was crazy, and now it's when I can do it and it's fluffy snow, I'll use the backpack blower.
Backpack blower for that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people doing that, blowing off the sidewalk, blowing off the driveway with the blower.
Do you have fun with this?
I have enjoyed every minute of it. There's no question. And the thought now of the snow coming this evening, Kelsey out there managing your cord along with you blowing the snow, that will definitely, what I'm shoveling will help, will bring a smile to my face.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.